Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hello, I'm Dave Orton. Welcome to this week's Cheltenham Anti-Postcast, where we have a look at the Stayers Hurdle and the Queen Mother Champion Chase. I'm delighted to say in the studio, I'm joined by Nick Watts from the Racing Post, on the phone, Anti-Post guru Tom Segal, and from Paddy Power, Darren Hughes. Well, listen, we're going to kick off with the Champion Chase, the Queen Mother Champion Chase this week. And Darren, before we get to perhaps the week's good thing, what are the prices that you've got currently on this Anti-Post market?
Sure thing, Dave. Yeah, so all these prices are non-runner, no bet. Naturally enough, listen, Altior is our 4-9 favourite. Footpad then is 11-2. Min is 6-1. Undeso is 8-1. Fox Norton is 16-1. Politologue is 16-1. Soreal is 16-1. And we are 20s bar.
Tom, I want to come to you first because you've been doing a lot of Anti-Post pieces in the paper. So, you know, the majority of punters out there will know what you're plumping for. And obviously we saw Altior at the weekend, another demolition job in another Clarence House with very few runners in it. First of all, what did you make of that, Tom? And is 1-2, which is roughly the sort of price out there, 4-9, is that actually value?
What did I make of Saturday? I thought it was just a non-event. I thought he jumped a bit out to his left, didn't he? But it's, I mean, that won't matter at Cheltenham. He can do that around Cheltenham. He's better than the rest. Is 1-2? No, I wouldn't back any horse at 1-2 ever 10 weeks before the race. That's for sure. Or 8 weeks before the race. Do I think he'll win? Of course he'll win. He's much the best, but he's got to get there. Things can happen on the day. We know that. We've seen good things beaten in the past. So do I love Altior? Do I think he's the best 2-mile chaser I've ever seen? Yes. Would I back him now? No.
So, okay, so lots of people do these multiples, Watsy. You know, Anti-Post multiples. Loads of people will be trying to do it. I mean, when does he become a 3-1 onshot, a 4-1 onshot?
I completely concur with what Tom says about the time scale of this. You know, we're in January, and would I want to even put him in a multiple or a lumpy single at this stage of the game? No, I wouldn't, because, you know, things do happen. Things can happen. We saw it last season with Altior. He missed a large chunk of the season due to a wind issue. So, you know, I wouldn't want to tie my money up for a couple of months on a 2-on shot, no way, or even in a multiple or whatever. So, completely agree with Tom. If he's still there on the week, a couple of days before, and you fancy a treble and you want to stick him in there, fair enough. But no, not now.
Dave, can I ask Darren
Tom,
a question?
Yeah, of course.
Darren, what sort of price? Yeah, I know you bookmakers, you like to suck us all in on the day. You know, is he now, did you say there? 4-9 or something? Do you think we'll get bigger than that? Do you think we'll get a better price than that in the morning of the race?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not, no. I can see him going off 3-on easily.
Yeah, that's. I must admit, I'm kind of in that vein. And I don't know. I don't know. It seems, I think a lot of people will be looking at their multiples now. Let's face it, some of these Cheltenham markets are harder to solve than Brexit at the moment. But this is one which looks pretty straightforward, doesn't it? So, okay, are we all of the assumption that this is going to win? Darren, you're not taking him on, are you?
Absolutely not. No, I've a bit of an issue with how Altior is perceived, actually, to be honest with you. I think it was David Jennings said it here on the show last Friday, and I couldn't agree with him more. The fact this horse is rated 175 is an absolute and utter scandal. Like, for context, Frodon is rated 169, Fox Norton is 167, Simply Ned is 160, God's Own is 159. Anyone that thinks that Altior couldn't give upwards of a stone or even 2 stone to these horses is, you know, they're absolutely silly. Like, it's madness. How he isn't up in the same category as, say, Sprinter Sacre or Call of Star or Denman, he should be a 185 horse at a bare minimum. If he was to give a stone to Fox Norton in a race, he'd still be 3s or 4s on. There'd be absolutely no question of that. His rating is a phantom rating. You know, in this day and age when we get horses who are rated too highly, he's one that's actually rated far too low as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, that's an interesting point. Watsy, of the others in the race, could anything go above that 175 rating? What's going to beat him? What's going to finish second?
Well, it's a good question. You know, you just want a few horses to take him on. You know, you can see Min taking him on. Footpad and Underso maybe going up to the Rhino. I personally would like to see Footpad running this race just because I think as the reigning Arkle winner, I think he deserves a shot at it. Not saying he's going to win for 1 minute, but I thought there was more to take from his Leopardstown run last time, bearing in mind where he came from.
Another overreach, they said.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, obviously disappointed on his return. He was beaten when he fell. So to come back from that and then run second, some people may have been disappointed. I thought it was a step in the right direction. I'm not saying for an instant that he's going to beat Altior, but I think he deserves to take his chance. I think the one that's overpriced, if we've got a, you know, without market or something to finish second to Altior, would be So Royal. He likes the track. He's won three times at Cheltenham already. He won the Schlower Chase after a break this season. Yeah, okay, so he's well beaten in Tingle Creek, but I think the ground completely went for him that day. I think if we get a good ground Creed Mother, he seems to me to be the obvious one who will finish in the frame, and I'd fancy him to beat Footpad as well. If you go on the line through Simply Ned, then I would fancy him to do Footpad if they both turned up. So Royal, I'm sure we'll get to her without market in a minute, but he would be my idea of the horse to follow out to your home.
Okay, so looking down the market, Tom, let's go to you. You put up Min in your piece, is that right?
Yes, I think Min is one of the best two-mile chasers I've ever seen. Unfortunately, he's been happened to be in the same breath as Altior. I think Altior's a wonder horse. I think Min, in any other generation, would be considered a really real top horse. I think he's just happened to bump into Altior. I think he's clearly the second best horse in the race. I cannot have Footpad at any price. We'll go on to him in a minute, but I think Min's form is just there for everyone to see. I mean, I think if you watched the race last year, he looked all over the winner two out. He'd gone past Altior. Altior looked to be in a bit of trouble, you know, jumped the last slightly in front, and just it's the same happened in the Supreme. Altior runs away from horses. He always does. He's always going to. So unless anything, you know, but then, you know, I think he was 8-1. I don't know what I think Darren says he's 6-1 now. I still think that's a good each way bet, because I don't think there's anything else in the race that can get anywhere near him in terms of form. But unfortunately, Altior's there.
Yeah, that is interesting, because obviously these two come from the same stable, don't they? And as we know, each Cheltenham Festival, they tend to juggle the pack a little bit. It looks like Footpad will go for the big two-mile race at Leopardstown. If he comes out of that with flying colours, will they move Min up in trip, Tom?
Well, I think that would be madness. Min's too keen. He doesn't, you know, he won the John Durkin the other day over 2.5 miles, but his worst part of the race is the end of it when he got beaten by Politologue at Aintree. He doesn't really, he's a bang on 2 miler. He's a keen going 2 mile horse for me with loads of pace. I think he'll run in the Dublin Chase, and I think he'll beat Footpad if Footpad runs, because he won it last year by miles. I honestly think he's by far the second best horse in the race, and therefore, if you're talking a non-runner, no-bet option now, you know, each way, I think Min stands out, because I really can't see anything else getting anywhere near the two of them.
Okay, let's go down the list again. Fox Norton obviously chased home Altior on Saturday. We think that he might go Ryanair potentially, unless it's soft ground or unless the race cuts up. What's he?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, he ran well enough. You know, he's obviously on the back of a break at Ascot on Saturday, so connections would have been pleased. I would imagine the Ryanair for him. He couldn't win the Queen Mother at his peak. He couldn't beat Special Tiara, so he's not going to beat Altior. So they would be playing for place money if they did enter him. I think he's probably better at 2.5, those kind of intermediate trips. He was electric when I saw him at Aintree a couple of seasons ago, over 2.5 miles. So I think that's probably where they'd go.
We associate Paul Nicholls, of course, with this race. Tom, Politologue, do you think he's more likely to go for the Ryanair?
Absolutely no chance, Politologue, in either this race, the Ryanair, whatever race he wants
Min,
to
Tom.
Run in.
He did beat Min at Aintree.
Yeah, at Aintree. Aintree's a different kettle of fish. He hadn't, you know, 2.5 miles there. No, Min's miles better than him. As I say, it's. I think the two of them, I think if you just look at Racing Post ratings, I mean, Underso's not going to run. He's next in.
Yeah.
I think they're clear. The two of them are well clear. And while I agree with Darren entirely that Altior's underrated, I think Min is too.
Okay, so before we move on to Simply Ned, Darren, you've heard Tom and Watsy have a little talk about those each-way contenders, shall we say. Which of them would you plump for?
None of the ones that the lads mentioned, but as such, purely on a price basis. But I would agree with Min. He's as solid as they come. You know, in 8 starts and graded chases, he's only ever run below an RPR of 160 once, and that was at Punchestown after he'd had 1 million runs in the season. You know, they were running everything at Glasutton at that stage to try and win the Trainers' Championship. He always runs his race. His comeback was fine, as he's, you know, he is a traditionally gassy enough sort of an animal, and he does tend to come on for it. You can next or near guarantee he's going to run to 165+ on the day, and I'm looking down the list and I don't see too many other animals that are gonna you could say they're definitely gonna do that on the day. Footpad, I wasn't as disappointed with his Christmas effort as other people were. Simply Ned's just a bit of a freak around Leopardstown. He runs, you know, anywhere between 7 and 14 pounds better there than he does at any other track in the UK or Ireland. Footpad and Min, I think they're both very solid each way options. just talking about the Dublin Racing Festival, ironically enough, the one we've seen a few quid for is Zoon de Sow. So that really throws the cat amongst the pigeons if they're going to leave him at 2 miles this year. But I thought he'd be caught out over 2 miles on good ground. So, yeah, I kind of agree. But there's another one kind of further down the list that we'll talk about later on. I'd be more interested in that at each way angle.
Well, this seems a good time to go to these 20, 25 to 1 bar horses. And there are loads of them, basically. Simply Ned probably is the top of them. Who I think he's got a fair chance, what's he, don't you? I mean, look, he's beaten Footpad. He runs well at Cheltenham. What's wrong with Simply Ned?
If this was at Leopardstown, you'd kind of fancy him more, wouldn't you? For some weird reason, he just loves that track.
Age is a number, Tom. Age is a number.
Tell me about it.
Special Tiara. He's another one, isn't he? Special Tiara. If it's good ground, we know that he can run an absolute belter at a price. He's in that 25-1 bar. We've got Castle Grace Paddy in that. We'll come to him in a second. Saint Calvados, Petit Mouchoir, not sure where he's going. Special Tiara, as I said, old God's Own, Ordinary World. Lady Buttons, I think, could be quite interesting as well. She's on the up as well. Any of them, Watsy, that I've mentioned?
We haven't mentioned So Royal, who is the horse that I think will go for this race, and it could be interesting to follow home Altior, because I think he's definitely going to go for it for a start. He likes Cheltenham. He's won there 3 times already, won the Schlower Chase there, beat Simply Ned that day. He was well beaten in the Tingle Creek last time, but I think the ground went for him then. Alan King's freshened him up. I think he's going to go straight there. If it's good ground at Cheltenham, I think he's the one who could take Tom's point about Min, that he's very solid, but I think So Royal's, I think he should be given a chance in a race like this, and he could be the one to pick up the pieces and finish in the frame.
Let's say that it's not good ground, Tom, before we come to this Darren Hughes special. Who would be the one who wants a bit of dig that might find it a nice test? Lady Buttons, I mentioned there, I've got a lot of love for her, loads of punters have. Has she got any right to be in this race?
She's got every right to be in it. She's clearly improving. She travels really well. She jumps really well. I think there'll be 5 or 6 runners. I can see why people would have a look at her each way, because she's the vibes are she's certain to run. So I have no problems about her being, people taking her non-runner no bet. If it got really soft, I think, having said I don't fancy Footpad, I think it brings it into it. It brings him into it more if they choose this race for him, simply for the fact I think he's a stayer. I think he's been crying out to go up in trip. They ran him over 3 miles as a 5-year-old. He was winning over 2.5 miles as a 4-year-old in France. I just think he's a stayer. I think he'll be caught out in this race. I don't fancy him at all on good ground. I think if it became a test of stamina, Altior, he comes more into it. I'm still sitting here waiting for Darren's super duper special brilliant one, though.
If we had a drum roll, now would be time, wouldn't it? Let's face it. So shall we throw it over to Darren? Darren, give us your big price fancy to chase the good thing home.
I'm going to leave you in a bit of anticipation for another second. I just want to touch on So Royal for 1 second, if I can.
Please.
I don't see it with this lad at all. I think he is the most overhyped horse. His RPRs flatter him massively. I think he won the windiest grade one of all time last year at Sandown. He beat Simply Ned by 2.5 lengths. I'd expect Altior to beat him by 30 lengths. I really just do not see it with him. He's not a particularly good jumper. He's okay. He's fine. He's scratchy enough.
There's a bit of oohing and ahhing going on there.
Look, I suppose it's a game of opinions. I just don't see it with him. He's just not a horse I'd be a massive fan of. And as well, I think he might be one that needs it a little bit softer. Which brings me on to the one that I'm kind of after building up far too much hype about here, who ironically also needs it a bit soft. And it's Castle Grace Paddy for Pat Fahey. I really, really like this lad. The only caveat is that he probably does need it soft. His effort at Cork last time was brilliant. I'm only raging that Great Field didn't say stand him, because I think he'd have left him in dust as well anyway, and I could be a lot more confident about him. I think he'd have gone all right in last year's Arkle if he'd been let run in it the way the ground was. I'm not saying he'd have won it, but I think he'd have run fine. And the trainer comments over the last few days for Pat Fahey to say this, he said it's actually frightening how well he is in himself. His run over Christmas, I'd be willing to draw a line through that, purely because he wasn't letting himself down on the ground. And if it came up anyway soft to Cheltenham, he'd be the one I'd be interested in at 25-1.
25-1 he is. Okay, Watsy, because he's basically dissed your So Royal, I'll let you come back at that argument first.
I'm not going to come back at it particularly. Maybe just see the horse in a different light to the way Darren sees it. And as he said, it's all a game of opinions. I'd take a more positive slant on him, particularly on his jumping. I haven't seen huge fault with that. Listen, you might not have to be exceptional to finish, second to Altior. It might be, they are much of a muchness. you could be ridden to pick up the pieces. And, you know, if anything tries to go with Altior and then dies in the last, you know, furlong or after the last, then if So Rule's ridden conservatively, then he could, you know, could easily pick up a place without having to do anything, you know, exceptional. So it's just one of those races where Altior's so far clear, it's, you know, it's a guessing game, isn't it, for second and third.
Tom, have you got a quick line on Carlos Grace, Paddy?
Yeah, I like him. I like him on soft ground. I thought he was really impressive at Cork. He was definitely on my radar. I was slightly worried about, you know, Cheltenham on good ground for him. In fact, I'd be very worried about it. I'd throw in another one at a ridiculous price. Hell's Kitchen.
Yep.
Hell's Kitchen. Nutty old Hell's Kitchen.
He is a nutter, isn't he?
Nutty old Hell's Kitchen, Dave. Yeah, but he's got two pieces of form that mark him down as being a really good horse. He beat Mr. Whittaker at Kempton last year, giving him a stone.
On Boxing Day, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he beat him easily. And last time, he showed a ton of pace. I didn't think he was this quick. When I saw him as a novice hurdler when he won at Newbury early on in his season, I thought he was going to be a really good staying chaser in time. He just seems to be getting quicker, and he was really impressive at Ascot the other day. I know the Hendersons absolutely love the horse he beat, a horse called Janica. You know, they were all in a battle to buy him from France before he came over here, okay. The whole lot of them, you know, and Hell's Kitchen thrashed him and beat him really easily. I think going back to 2 miles is an interesting option for him. I understand he might be running in the Dublin Racing Festival in the 2 mile race there. He could throw those cat among the pigeons. But as we say, we're all sitting around, you know, looking at horses that might do this, might do that.
Yeah.
For me, the two of them, Altior and Min, are miles ahead. Altior's miles ahead of Min, and Min's miles ahead of the rest.
Well, this is a great chance to go to Darren, because you've got a nice without Altior market for us, Darren, haven't you?
I have indeed, yeah. I got the guys to price up for me just this morning. I'm very grateful to them for doing that. And it's also non-runner, no bet. So I don't think you're going to get a better offer than that. And I'll just run down through the prices really quick. So Footpad is 6-4. Min is 5-2. So Royale is 7-2. Undeso is 9-2. Politolog is 6s. Fox Norton is 8s. St. Calvados and Simply Ned are 12-1. And we are 14s bar.
Oh, I think 12-1 about Simply Ned's not too bad. You know, he's a name that we keep hearing. Yes, I know, Tom, he's a 12-year-old, but he does tend to throw in.
We keep hearing it from you, Dave, no one else.
That's the story of my career, actually, Tom, funnily enough. Okay, so what's he that without market? Anything stand out? So Royal, 7-2?
You know, there's still going to be quite a few in that market that don't turn up. The Undersows, the Politologs, the Fox Nortons probably aren't going to go. I can't be with you on Simply Ned. You know, you can have your 12-1 if you like, and you know, have as much as you like on. You can have it with me, Dave, if you like. I'll lay
if
you.
If I ever thought I was going to get paid, Watsy, I'd be absolutely all over that. Okay, well, let's move on. And Tom, anything in that without market?
Not really.
You wouldn't be slamming Min then at that price.
Not a 5-2, no, it's not. Not now. Not now. I mean, come the day and he's 5-2.
Non-runner, no bet, Tom.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, not even then. Why do I want to? No, I really don't. I want to know what's running first at 5-2, really. 8 weeks Fine. Before the race. I just think we ought to just sort of go back to what's his So Royal just slightly. I think Darren's got him a bit wrong, to be honest. I think he is a good jumper. I think he likes good ground. He was sixth in a champion hurdle. He's not a bad horse. I don't think we should dismiss him out of turn. Where I get Darren's point is that on chase form, he's too short a price.
164 we're looking at, aren't we, for him? Sort of that's what 165, I should say, really. And again, Simply Ned sort of ties in with him as well. So I keep going back to this, guys. Okay. So Darren, in that without market, is there anyone that you're expecting to really contract in that market for punters out there?
It's hard to say. Anthony is going to really shorten up between now and then. I mean, the Dublin Racing Festival could always change things slightly, especially if Undeso does end up going to the 2 miler, because I don't think he'll go to the 2 miler at Cheltenham. I'd be interested there again in Castle Grace Paddy at 14s betting it out, but also in St. Calvados at 12-1. I think he's been kind of forgotten about, because if you look at the champion chase, provided Undeso doesn't run, there's nothing that's going to take St. Calvados on for the lead, and he is at least a stone better horse when he gets an easy lead in his own. So he'd be one I'd be half interested in at the prices.
That's an interesting point. We haven't really talked about him, have we? He beat obviously a Footpad, who we know Footpad fell that day on their comeback. He had the overreach as well. Did he just blow his brains last year, what's he in the Arkle, when Petit Mouchoir took him on? They obviously went too hard, did they?
Yeah, it looked that way, didn't it? Because Ruby Walsh sat off a long way on Footpad, didn't he? And he was the one that picked up the pieces and they just fell in a hole. Yeah, I mean, there's a fine line, isn't there, between setting good tempo and then just going over the top and not finishing your race. St. Calvados has got it in him to run a big race when things go his way. you know, yeah, but it's
come
like,
on, Watson, you don't fancy him at all, do you? I don't.
No, he's big time really. Vent sitting there. He's trying not to do anything. Will Special Tiara take him on, Tom, up front? Is that a possible?
It could do. Could do. I don't think St. Calvados has to lead necessarily. He obviously likes to get on with things, but when he ran at Navan the other day, I mean, he made the running, but he didn't tear off in front. I just don't think he's good enough, Dave, if truth be told. I mean, he can run how he likes. He can go from the front, from the back, wherever. He's not going to win.
Telling it how it is, Watsy. There's something that you need to slightly
good lesson there. Yeah, I've been on these long enough with Tom. I should have learned by now.
So okay,
yeah,
guys.
But we can all read Watsy now. He's been doing these so long. We all know what he really means.
I'm glad you said that, Tom. Okay, guys. Well, okay. I think we've done this now, haven't we? We pretty much know where we're going with this. Let's get to our best bets. I'll go through the panel, if you don't mind. Watsy, I'll start with you. Best bet, then, in the champion chase?
I think Altior will win, but my best bet would be So Royal to finish second to him.
So, in the without market?
What was he again? 7-2 in the without. 7-2. I still think there'll be a lot of withdrawals from that market.
Tom, I'll come to you. I think we know where you're going to go, but remind us.
Look, Altior's going to win, barring accidents, but I mean, I'm a massive Min fan, always have been from the Supreme days. Look at that Supreme form. It's absolutely brilliant. He beat Overdare over hurdles, didn't he? He's a proper grade one chaser that's bang on 2 miles. If they run him in any race, the other race, they're mad. And look, he's not... He's £5, or he's probably £7 behind Altior, but nothing else is within, you know, the stone of him. So, look, things can go wrong in races, so I think Min's a good each way bet.
Min then for Tom. Darren, remind us of exactly where you're plumping.
So, yeah, I'm going to have put up two here, and they're both in the without market. I am going to agree with Tom. I'm going to stick up Min at 5-2 in the without market, and I'm going to stick up Castle Grace Paddy each way at 14s in the without market.
There you go. And if anyone is interested, and if you need reminding, Simply Ned, I think, is a big prize to run a big race. Okay, guys, that concludes the Queen Mother Champion Chase. After this advert, we're going to have a look at the staying hurdle.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18 plus, begambleaware.org.
Okay, time for the stayers hurdle then, and unlike the Queen Mother, this is a wide open market. As before, Darren, give us your Paddy Power prices, please, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, dead right, wide open, and I think we're moving from the most exciting race at the festival to one of the least exciting, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. So we have Apples Jade as our favourite at 4-1, Penn Hill last year's winner then is 9-2, Super Sunday is 11-2, Faheen is 7s, Sam Crow is 8s, Black Op and Melon are 10s, Paisley Park is 10s, Midnight Shadow is 11-1, Benny Dadu is 12-1, Bristol Demai is 14-1, as is Top Notch, and we are 16s bar.
Okay, we've got to start with Apples Jade then, I think. Just quickly, I'll give my opinion on this. I've done it to death. I think she should have gone for the stayers last year. She went to the mayor, she ran flat, she got beaten. I think she should be running this year. What's he, 4-1, do you agree?
She probably should be running this race. You're exactly right. She could have run in it last year and run very well in it. You know, I can see both sides of the coin on this one. They've made a big play of putting these mares events on at Cheltenham. So if you put it on, you want the best mares to go there. And there was a good race last year between Apples Jade and Benny Dadieu. It was a good finish. We'd all love to see her in a championship race. We want to see the best horses running the best races. But they've put these mares races on now. And if you want them to be a legitimate contest at Cheltenham, you want the best of that division to run in it. So I can see it from both perspectives, and I suppose the only perspective to look at is what connections tell you, and connections say she's going to go for the mares. End of story.
From me, but I can see your point. Tom, Apples Jade, right or wrong?
Look, I these sort of questions come up year in, year out. You know what I mean? They're the owners. They pay the bills. They can go where they like. I'd like to see her in the champion hurdle, personally.
You have been punting that one out, haven't you?
Yeah, I just think that's the best race. I mean, I'm getting on now, and when I grew up, there was the champion hurdle, the Grand National, the Gold Cup, and the King George. Those were the races you wanted to win. You didn't care about the stairs hurdle, the mares hurdle, nothing like that. I mean, as Ted Walsh always says, that stairs hurdle's for failed chasers. You know, otherwise they'd be running over fences. So, for me, I would like to see her in the champion hurdle. I really don't care where she runs. The only thing you'd say is that if she runs in this, she'll probably win. I think she's the star of the season so far over hurdles by a country
Correct.
Mile. And therefore, but she'll probably win the stairs as well. She'll probably win the mares as well. So it's just that but the problem is, as I say, it's hard to have a bet now unless you're backing non-runner no bet, because if she does turn up in this, you might be losing the win part straight away.
What a great time to go to Darren then. Darren, if Apples J does turn up in this, first and foremost, what price, you know, would she go into? And do you think that she's a worthy favourite like we do?
Yeah, well, it is actually a non-runner no bet race, this. If she was definitely turning up, I could see her being 2-1 fav. I wouldn't have much interest in her for this race, to be fully honest with you. I don't think she's an out-and-out 3-miler at all. I'm actually not sure she's an out-and-out 2-miler either. I think she's somewhere in the middle. The 2.5-mile trip at the Mare's Hurdle is her absolute ideal. Now, I agree with Tom. If you had to give me a choice between the Stairs and the Champion, I'd sooner she went to the Champion, because I really do not think she is a 3-mile grinder. She is not slow, lads. She's so quick.
Look at her.
She bops out in front and she is gone like a 5-furlong sprinter nearly. Do you know what I mean? She's
it was amazing
so fast.
Last time, wasn't it? I mean, she destroyed them.
Yeah. Now, she's not short on stamina, because the speed she goes, she still manages to stay on and win. You know, they're not reeling her back at the line. But for me, she's not an out-and-out 3-mile hurdler whatsoever. And I don't think this is the race for her, to be honest.
Well, we don't know whether they will or won't at the moment. I'm still hoping that they will. Let's move down the line then, because we've got last year's Champion to talk about. And I want to take this to Tom if I can, because you've got a lot of love for this horse, Tom. Haven't you, Penhill?
Well, how can you not have love for him? He's won twice at the Cheltenham Festival in 2 years. He won the Albert Bartlett beating Monoly. And last year he came out and won this race on his first run for 300 and so something days. He's going to do the same this year, I'm told. I think we're going straight there again. Problem with last year's race is it was a funny race. They went really slow and there was about 20 of them lined up at the line. The form probably isn't very good. But his Albert Bartlett form, which was at a strong pace, is very good. Monoly, he beat easily. Holstone was way back. You know, it was a good, that was a solid staying performance. So do I want to back him at 5-1, I think Darren said there, on the back of a long absence? No, I don't. Do I think he can win? Of course he can. He's won it before. He's won the, you know, he's 2 from 2 at Cheltenham. He's going to be primed for the run. You know, the owner, you know, they're very keen to run it. They think he's got a great chance again. Why not? Yeah, I like him. He's a great horse, isn't he?
What's he?
I completely agree with Tom. I really like the horse. I think the absence is no worry at all. You know, he did similar last season. Woody's done the same with Q-Vega year after year in terms of getting her ready to go to the festival first time out. He obviously doesn't sustain a long season because he gets beaten at Punchestown after he goes to Cheltenham. I think that's happened the last two seasons. So I think he's got one big run in him a year. And, you know, luckily for connections, it seems to have come at the Cheltenham Festival, dual winner there. It's amazing he stays as well as he does, because I remember him on the flat for Luca Kumani winning 1.5 handicaps. And I thought when Woody Mullins first sent him up to 3 miles, I thought he was mad. Didn't think he had a prayer of staying. But, you know, he's a remarkable horse. He does stay and he stays very well. As Tom said, last year's renewal was a funny race. There was 6 or 7 in with a chance coming to the last. But you go back further to his Albert Bartlett win, and they were well strung out there, and he came home well clear. So he obviously does stay very well. And, you know, if Apples J doesn't go, as we don't think she will, he's the deserved market leader. He's the reigning champion.
And Darren, are you going to echo these sentiments? Is that 3 ticks for Penhill?
To a point, I do, yeah. He's not the type of horse I have any interest in backing. Like, you can't back a horse after, you know, from being a year off. Like, for all we know, he could have lost a leg at home. Like, it's not like Willie's going to tell you. But, do you know what I mean? But, like, look, he's grand, yeah. His Albert Bartlett win is good. His win last year is good. And, you know, best of luck to him if he goes and wins it this year. But I'd be looking further down. Like, he's not one I have any interest in backing at his price without seeing him, you know?
He's going to be one of those, isn't he, that punters love horses for courses and festival horses, more to the point. Well, next year's runner-up, I guess, you know, who's only just beaten by him last year, Super Sunday. What's he? This is a seriously solid horse, isn't it? And he might just have better ground this year.
Yeah, but again, we've got running dilemmas here, because I think the conundrum is that he could go for the Champion Hurdle on good ground. And he's not an out-and-out stayer either. I mean, he was outstayed, you know, it was only a moderate pace last season, so you think that would have suited him, but he was still outstayed by Penhill, so I'm not sure. He kind of falls between two stools. The 2.5-mile race at Aintree is probably his ideal, because he's probably not quite good enough to win a Champion Hurdle, and he doesn't seem to quite stay 3. So he's not for me. He's a lovely horse. He's very, very consistent, but I could see him, if he did go for this, being outstayed by something again.
Super Sunday, Tom. Do we think he's going to go for this race then?
I don't know. I think he'll run in the Champion Hurdle. I think his last two Grade 1 wins were over 2 miles. He won the Irish Champion last year, didn't he? And then he went back to Punchestown at the end of the season over 2 miles and won again. I think that's the way they'll go. I think they're right to go that way. I think that's a much easier race, the Champion Hurdle. You take Bouverdaire out and there's not much. So that's where I'd go with him. I completely agree with Watsy. I'm not sure he's a certain stayer. I'm not sure he really sees out a proper 3 miles. I think you're right to point out that the ground might be better for him this year, and that gives him a shot. But I don't think they're running the race, so that's why it takes him out of the equation for me. If he turned up on the day and he was, you know, 8-9-1 on good ground, you could easily see him hitting the frame again. But I don't think he'll win the race, and I don't think he'll run either. So that makes cuts. You know, that puts him out of the list. Really,
this is fascinating, isn't it? Because we've got two of the top three in the market, Darren. May not turn up in the race. You're a fan, though, of Super Sunday?
I am, yeah, but I couldn't agree more with what both of the lads said. I think he's slightly tripless. I think a 2.5 mile hurdles race at Cheltenham would be right up his street. I couldn't agree more with Tom. He'll end up going for the champion on the basis that I think that's going to cut up badly when Apples Jade and Lorena come out. And he's well placed there to get in, hit the frame. Not an out-and-out stayer. Better ground could bring him into it, but again, he's not one I'd have massive interest in backing.
He got beaten by Apples Jade, of course, last year's Leopardstown Christmas meeting. Looked sure to win that day. Well, that's interesting. Maybe he'll go for the champion then. OK, we've talked about Willie Mullins' Penhill. We've got to get to the machine, Watsy. Fourheen.
Former machine.
Well, OK, fair enough. Is this going to be his race?
Oh, if he goes there at all, it's got to be his race. It wouldn't be the champion hurdle now, for sure. You know, he's not a two-miler anymore. Don't think he's got any connections, got any pretensions that he is. Marvellous old warrior. Hard enough fall to overcome. Age to overcome as well. Was he 11 years old now? I think Crimson Embers, Tom, was it the last 11-year-old to win this race?
You're asking old man Sigal. Well, let's hear about that, Tom. What do you think?
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So, yeah, you know, on those kind of grounds, even if they went for it, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to give him one last hurrah at Punchestown in a 3 mile grade one, the one that he won last season. That could be a great ending for him.
So we think he might go to Leopardstown next, Tom. Will that be for the 2 mile race? I think there's noises about that, aren't there?
I think so. I mean, the point I'd make about Fourheen is that every time he's run over 2 miles, he's won. He's won, 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 and then he fell against Apple Jade and he's won, won, won. And the last time, when he ran over 3 miles at Punchestown, he beat Penhill 13 lengths. He is a seriously good horse, and I think they've just been running him over the wrong trip for the last year and a half. I think he's, two or 3 years. I think he's a out-and-out stayer these days. Do I think he'll win at age 11? I think he's got a shot. The only thing I'd say about it is, despite having won a champion hurdle and a Ballymore, I'm not sure he likes Cheltenham that much. I don't think those form, when he won the champion hurdle, he beat Arctic Fire, was it? Yeah. You know, a little, by a length and a half, was it? You know, and Arctic Fire was running him down. The form of the Ballymore is very poor. He beat Bally Alton 4 lengths, that's okay. Wow. I just don't think he loves Cheltenham. I really don't. I think if you look at his Racing Post ratings, they all come at Punchestown and Leopardstown. He's got the champion hurdle, I think form flatters him a bit. It wasn't a very quickly run race. And I think that's my issue with him. I think come Punchestown in the spring, I'd be quick keen to back him against all of these. At Cheltenham in March, I don't think I would. No, not at the prices.
He's got to come back off a fall, Darren, as well. Where would he have finished behind Apples Jade? Let's say he stood up, Darren, in your opinion, last time.
Jesus, I wouldn't like to call it, but I would not like to say he wouldn't have beaten her. I'm not saying he would have. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he would have, but I wouldn't like to put my foot firmly in either camp. Watching it on the day, I thought he was going to put it right up to her. Like, Ruby filled his lungs up, and just he was just taking up to the outside to bring him up and challenge her. Now, the way she finished, you can't say he'd have definitely gone by, but by Jesus, he was coming there with a run. He'd be one I'd be massively interested in here. He has a class edge over every other horse in this field if he's at his very, very best. Take Tom's point about the Cheltenham form. It's not something I'd massively considered, because you don't really consider a horse's form at Cheltenham when you just see a one beside their name. You kind of go, well, look, he obviously handled it. He's after winning. But that's a very interesting point, and it's well worth thinking about. I would not be writing the Old Warrior off just yet, is all I'd say.
OK, well, that brings us on to a couple of other interesting horses who may or may not turn up here. Sam Crowe. Oh, my goodness, he's on the easy list, isn't he, after that lung infection. If he did turn up, Watsy, would this be his race?
Yeah, it'd definitely be the race for him, because he's not a two-miler, is he? Although,
well, they seem to think he is.
Although, bearing in mind that he has probably had, you know, something on him this season, you know, maybe it's unfair to... But, I mean, if they think he's a future Gold Cup horse, then, you know, he ought to stay trips like this. And, you know, it's all hypothetical, because I'm pretty certain he's not going to go. But, you know, if he did, then this would probably be the race he would go for. But I think this season, I think they've just accepted it's going to be a write-off. They want to give him time. They want to get him back. And they'll send him over fences next year. Far too early to write write him off. I'm sure he'd be a great horse in time, but he's just not in the right place at the moment to be winning at Cheltenham, I don't think.
That novice form, Tom, has it stood up at all? I mean, we've got Black Op in the race now as well, haven't we, who kind of ties in with Sam Groen. They're saying that he's now staying over hurdles. Should we be looking for a novice, maybe?
It's possible, isn't it? I mean, you know, I'm always looking for up-and-coming young horses, unlike yourself, Dave, with Simply Ned. So I'm always looking for up-and-coming. I'm not a Sam Crow hater by any stretch of the imagination. I just think a horse that universally the whole of Gordon Elliott's yard and everyone who rides him says he's one of the best horses they've ever ridden. And they see him day in, day out. They see him working day in, day out. They know what they've got there. For us to sit here and say he's not as good as they think is, I think, a little bit foolish. I think he's an absolute top-class horse. Do I think he'll win the Stairs Hurdle? I wouldn't be wanting, if I'd back something else, to see Sam Crow start on the lineup on the day, because I still think there's something about him that oozes star quality, and therefore I would not write him off by any stretch of the imagination. It's a bit like Forheen. I can't write either of them off. Those two for me are absolute star horses. I don't care what anyone says about Sam Crow. I think he's really, really special, and therefore I'm not going to sit here and say no one be interested in him. The problem is we just don't know if he's going to run, do we? And my guess is that he's not, so therefore he's probably off the list.
Well, non-runner no bet, Darren, 8-1. If he was to turn up, what sort of price crash would we be expecting?
Oh, you could see him going off 10-3 favourites very easily. But lads, the notion that this horse is an out and out stayer, I have no idea where it's after coming from, because there's literally nothing in the form book that suggests he is anything but a very, very quick horse. If you look at any of his races, he won the 2 mile novice grade one around Leopardstown, a speed track, and he won it by running very, very quickly and finishing very, very quickly, most importantly. The last day at Leopardstown over Christmas, the way he travelled into that race, he travelled into it like a good horse. Slow horses do not travel into 2 mile grade ones like he travelled into the race the last day. Fair enough, he didn't see it out. The lung infection or whatever else is affecting him, it didn't allow him to see out his race. But I'm talking about the first 75% of the race, he travelled like an out-and-out 2 miler. He didn't travel like a 3 mile horse. He is not slow. He's not a stayer. I don't know where this notion has come from. Maybe it's all the back chat about him being a future Gold Cup winner. But all of the form in the book, if you watch any of his races, he is a fast horse. He is quick. He's not a stayer.
It's Paul Keeling. That's where it's come from. He called him Sam Slow.
Sam Slow. Yeah. Ooh. Like, you know, Don Slowly.
It's catchy and all the rest, but like it doesn't stand up to persecution. When you actually look at the evidence on show, Sam Slow does not stand up. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, talking of classy horses, and if Maddie Player was sitting in this seat, we'd be going on about this for ages, Watsy, but Thistlecrack comes next. He was a serious staying hurdle. We think he's going Gold Cup, though, don't we?
He probably will, but it's the wrong race for him. He should be running in this race. He's won it before, after all. Would he stay a Gold Cup trip over 3 miles too, you know, in a real war? No, he wouldn't, because he spends too long in the air. He takes out too much energy jumping over his fences. He finds it too difficult jumping fences, and so he wouldn't get home. Put him back over hurdles, he'd be a massive player in this. Yeah, absolutely he would. They should be going for it. They won't go for it, which is a shame, because he could conceivably win this.
I heard a bit of sighing out there. Tom, did that come from you?
A little bit, because I'm I think he got, once again, it's the Gold Cup. You know, I'm old. I'm not that old, but I'm getting old.
Not as old as Simply Ned.
Not as old as Simply Ned, no. But my point is, it's the Gold Cup. It's the owners have probably wanted a Gold Cup horse all their life. And you're denying a horse, you know, who knows? He might put in a foot perfect round. He's a really, really good horse. I'd much prefer to see him in the Gold Cup and have a shot. Because he hasn't had a shot at that. We know he's done this before. So while I get the point that if you were to ask me which race is he more likely to win, it's almost certainly this race. I want to see him in the Gold Cup, because I want to give him a shot at being a Stayers Hurdle and a Gold Cup winner. I want him a shot at the immortality, you know, one of those horses that we sit back and remember as being a King George and a jewel, you know, when it won over loads of different, you know, loads of different races at the festival. So that's why I'd like to see him there. Deep down, I agree with Watsy. I don't think he'll jump well enough to win a Gold Cup, and therefore you'd have a better chance here, but I want to see him in the Gold Cup.
Well, now we're getting on to a really interesting segment of the race, the up-and-comers in the race. Midnight Shadow. Let's talk about him. And Tom, you've put him up in your piece.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Give us the argument.
I like him a lot. Well, there's a few things. Bar Forheen and Sam Crow, I don't think Maybe Penhill. Probably Penhill as well. I don't think there's a horse in the race that could have won the Scottish Champion Hurdle on good ground in the style he did. He took it up three out and ran away from some really quick two-milers. He's clearly got a ton of ability. You know, he's a fast horse. Now, the question is, will he stay the trip? But I like horses stepping up in trip in this race. Remember Nichols Canyon. Remember, you know, when Penhill won, it's Albert Bartlett. Everyone's sitting there going, will they stay? I like horses that, with more, that can run faster than other ones. Now, the question is, we don't know if he stays 2.5 miles, stays 3 miles, but he stayed 2.5 last time at Cheltenham. He beat some good horses easily, basically on the bridle. He beat Holstone and Agrapart and Thomas Campbell. Now that's not quite good enough to put him in the realms of a Forheen or a Samco if they're on their best form, but I think he's getting there. I don't think he's far off them. And I think at whatever price he is now, 14, 16 to 1, he reminds me of a lot of previous Stayers Hurdle winners, in that we're sitting here and we're worried about his stamina, but I'm more interested in the fact that he's fast enough and he's classy enough to win the race. Stamina, if he doesn't stay, he doesn't stay. I'm not, you know, that's the way it goes. But for me, we should be looking at class. Class wins all races, and I think he's a really classy, improving horse that has a shot of winning this race for sure.
So just remind us what price he is, Darren, with Paddy Power.
He's 11 to 1 at the moment, non-runner, no bet.
And have you got any love for this, chap?
Yeah, I actually do, yeah. Like, I think he really fits the profile of a Stayers Hurdle winner. You know, Stayers Hurdle winners are horses that maybe early doors, they're not the classiest animals in the world, but they steadily and steadily improve as they get older. And I think he fits that profile really, really well. The step up and trip looks to have suited him perfectly. He can obviously act on the likely good ground we're going to get at the festival. Yeah, he'd be definitely one now. I'd say the market is maybe... No, I'd still say there's juice in the price at 11 to 1, even non-runner, no bet, because I think when you look at the head of the market, there's horses there that are unlikely to run, and you could see him shorten. You could see him going off 6 to 1 on the day very easily.
What's he? Midnight Shadow for the Smiths.
Yeah, I like him. I really like that performance at Cheltenham last time. Holstone's a really good yardstick, and
yeah,
that, the Rail Keel is his race. It's perfect for him because it's 2.5 miles, which is probably his best trip. There's no suggestion, I don't think, that he didn't run his race, but he couldn't lay a glove on Midnight Shadow. He was just too quick for him. Yeah, if you can see it out, and you know, with racing and as they get older, horses, you know, possibly tend to stay better. So it's the perfect chance while he's in this kind of form to give him a crack at this. And yeah, I think he's a big player.
We're looking at potential front runners in this race as well, aren't we? And where's that pace going to come from? Could it be another?
Well, if you had a race like last season, for example, it would go to a horse with a turn of foot, and he's most certainly got that.
Okay, let's talk about another up and comer, one that I quite like, Paisley Park. What's he?
Yeah, he's kind of blindsided me a little bit because he's come from nowhere, hasn't he? He's winning a handicap at Aintree earlier in the season off a really good mark.
And huge improver.
Yeah, because I quietly fancied him for the Albert Bartlett last season at a massive price. I thought he could run well, and he was pulled up in that, made no show at all. And, you know, you think, OK, I've got him wrong, and, you know, you wonder what he's going to do. But then he's come back this season. He's not put a foot wrong. And he's a funny kind of horse. You think he's beaten sometimes, but then he finds more off the bridle. I thought he was beaten at Haydock two starts ago in the race that first assignment was...
Yeah, track wasn't ideal, then, I don't think.
Track probably a bit sharp for him there as well. But then when Aidan Coleman pulled him out last time at Ascot, again, he finished really well. And, you know, he's got a bit of pace about him as well, but we know about him that he definitely stays. The long walk herd probably wasn't the best.
I'd agree with that.
The Tizard horse in second.
West approach.
He's kind of been hanging around this scene for a while, hasn't he, without ever, you know, looking like being a top notcher. So you'd say he probably still needs to improve a little bit, deserves to take his chance. I'd probably prefer a couple of others to him, but, you know, he's a grade one winner last time out, and we'll know. I think he's going for the cleave at the weekend, isn't he? So
looks that way.
You know, if he were to win that, you know, he's in there, he's got a chance, hasn't he?
Tom, what's your issue with Paisley Park?
I don't think he's fast enough, Dave, if truth be told. I think he's just a really good stayer. I think he won the long walk last time. It was a sort of a messy race, wasn't it? You know what I mean. Harry fell and what's-his-face fell. You know, last year's good horse got Sam Spinner. He fell early. I just think it was he beat a 40-1 shot. West Approach has been chasing. I just think on form, he's just got a little bit to prove. He's a good stayer. Do I think, you know, he ran terribly, didn't he, in last year's Albert Bartlett? I mean, maybe the ground was wrong. I don't know. But
her horse is absolutely flying.
Well, you might be right.
Yeah,
okay. You might be right. That might be the issue with him. I personally don't think he's classy enough. That's what it comes down to. I just don't see him being able to run fast enough.
Let's throw this out to Darren. I mean, he's kind of like Midnight Shadow, Darren, isn't he? In that he's got the 1-1-1 next to his name coming out of handicaps, looking really progressive.
Yeah, I actually think he should be favourite. Which I know the two boys won't agree with. I think he should be favourite. Lads, he is the best
man out there.
I don't know. Look, I could be wrong, but like, I just think he's the quickest improver here. Like, look, I think it's fair to say he's going to make a smashing chaser. He's a staying chaser in the way here, and it's just a matter of everything he does this year is a bonus, as far as I'm concerned. Is Albert Bartlett run last year? I just think he was a big baby last year. Do you know, it all happened a bit quick. It was bottomless ground at Cheltenham, and it was all a bit attritional for him. And you know what, I think it was the best thing Nick Schofield could have done at the time, just to pull him up and come back another day. He's improved run to run this year. I think double digit price is way too generous, to be honest with you, especially in a race where the top of the market is going to end up, I think, coming out. He's another one I could see going off at half the price he is at the moment. Yeah, I don't know, I just think he should be favoured. I think the form is in the book there, and there's question marks about the other ones.
Something's got to give in this market, isn't it? Okay, so let's open it up to the bigger priced horses in the lineup. We've got Coquin Ma, Bacardi's, but he's become an enigma. You know what I mean, Harry? He's over 16 to 1. Call Me Lord, Henderson's, will he go for the race? Basherson, Holstone, who, you know, was placed in the race last year, he's a big price. On the blind side, Tom, is that an interesting player?
No. God, blimey, no. He was horrible, wasn't he, over fences? Well, look, unless you know something about On the Blind Side, he's certainly off my list. He'll have to run, if he runs again, maybe. I mean, I'd throw a few out there. I thought Au Petit Soin was quite impressive the other day.
Yes.
He's a formal Cheltenham winner. I thought Black Op, back over hurdles, is an interesting run for him. And I think Bacardi's is a big price, because I think he would have been second or third last year if he hadn't fallen at the last. I think he's a strong stare. He's the type of horse that Willie could throw in there, you know, that no one's known about, no one's, you know, looking at, and he could run well. His form figures are FF07F. Doesn't sound like many stairs hurdles winners to me, but I think he could run well. And an old favourite of mine, I don't know if she's going to run, but I'm a massive fan of Mia Storm when she runs on good ground. She's only been running in mare's hurdles this year, and we haven't seen her since November, but I thought she was going to win the RSA last year. I just thought she was really, really classy. I mean, she thrashed Endogant Escape at Chepstow one day, yeah, over fences, and I thought she was going to go right to the top. Things didn't go well. She lost her confidence jumping. She's back over hurdles, and I'm just a big fan of hers. I don't think she can win, to be honest, but if you're looking for big price ones, those would be my ones on my list.
What sort of price is she, Darren, if you can go far enough down your list there? I mean, she's quite interesting with that mare's allowance, isn't she?
I'm actually not 100% sure we actually even have
she's
her priced
off the charts.
You wouldn't do.
That is a proper dark one, isn't it? Well, okay.
What about Bacardi's, Darren? What do you think? You know Bacardi's better than me.
Me is Storm. Sorry, I actually do have a price. 50s. 50s non-runner, no bet. Yeah. And, sorry, who's the other one you asked me about there, Tom?
Bacardi's there. What price is he?
16s. Yeah, look, I suppose my thing on this is just, I'll run through a few of them here. The likes of Black Ops, Bacardi's, even Little Rockefeller, unsuccessful chasers are not horses I like to back coming back over hurdles. The road is littered with sob stories of horses like that. They take their time coming back into themselves, and it can take a year for them to get their confidence back. It's just, I can definitely see the angle. I can definitely see the angle, don't get me wrong. They're just not horses I like to trust, because I'm not sure their mindset is right. You know, confidence is a huge thing, even with animals and horses especially. And I don't know, I think they take their time coming back into themselves.
Okay, well, that's interesting, isn't it? Of course, 50 to 1, Tom. That's an absolute belter, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure I'll back her just
from
yet.
From the class perspective, though, that is quite interesting. And this mare's allowance is absolutely huge. What? So you've had a look at this 16 bar list that we've got in front of us. Come on.
Yeah, the one I was drawn to was Au Petit Soin.
Two ticks.
Well, look, you know, you go back, he won the Coral Cup on his first outing in this country. Now, you've got to have a serious amount of ability to be able to do that. He came straight over from France. He hadn't had a run over here, went straight into the Coral Cup, won it. And, yeah, he did go missing a bit after that for Nichols. He did try chasing, so I'll take Darren's point about the failed chasers. But he got that out of his system a little while ago. It's a long time since he'd been over fences now. And just the change to Skelton just seems to have livened him up again. I really loved the way he travelled last time. He travelled all over them, and there was, you know, an end product to it as well, because he won the race really comfortably. Like I said, it was the race that sparked off Big Bucks' winning run over hurdles when, you know, he won that before he went on and won his first stayers.
He was about 8-1 that day.
Darren, but I thought I would be nice about the chasers coming back.
I think Lopetegui's can happen. Yeah, he's had enough time to get over it now because he's been back over hurdles a little while. And I just think the move to Skelton really looks to have sparked him up because he caught my eye the time before on his first run back when he finished, I think he finished about fifth.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so it didn't surprise me what he did last time. Now, you know, obviously on the ratings, he's got to improve. But in an open race, he does have the back class, I think, and he's still only a 9-year-old, a very likely race one at that. I wouldn't put anyone off back in Lopetegui because he does look as though he's back to something like his best.
Just remind us, Darren, what price is he with Paddy Power at the moment?
16th from 25s after his win at Cheltenham, yeah.
We've got a couple of interesting ones there. So, Darren, just before I go to best bets, in that 16 bars list, the great big cluster of these horses, is there anything that you particularly like at a price?
There's a good few I don't like. Yeah, I definitely got on board with the boys about Lopetegui Swan. Yeah, I think the switch to the Skeletons is going to liven him up a good bit. Not that, obviously, look, there's nothing wrong with Paul Nicholls by any manner of means, but sometimes, you know, a change is as good as a rest. Amongst the rest, you know what I mean, Harry, can't see him winning at this stage. Don't think Host Don't stays the trip. Call Me Lord is no good. Bacchusan is going to go for the Ryanair. For me, the middle of the market is the most interesting, and that's where I'll be getting involved. I don't think the top of the market is where I want to be, and there's nothing. Mia Storm is definitely interesting, but there's nothing in the greater 16-1 bar territory that I'm massively interested in either.
So for punters at the moment, basically, this anti-post market is definitely one of the most juicy, isn't it? So let's get our best bets from the panel. Watsy, let's start with you this time.
Yeah, I would go with Lopetegui at 16s. Just a very quick point, we haven't mentioned Kilbrick and Storm, who won the Albert Bartlett last season.
There's a chaser coming back to hurdling.
If it were to come up a bog at Cheltenham, then I could fancy him quite strongly because similar conditions to when he won last season. Wouldn't fancy him on good ground at all, but if it rained and rained and rains Cheltenham week, he would come into the equation.
That's Albert Bartlett form. Tom, your best bet, please.
I like Midnight Shadow is the one I like most of all. I think it's a really tricky market. I know there's plenty of juice in there, but I think this is one of the markets that, come the day, you don't know what it's going to be. You could be on a bad bet if Apple's Jade on Super Sunday and Penhill and everyone turns up. You could be on a bad bet at 12-1 with Midnight Shadow, or you could be on an excellent bet. It's one of those that we won't have any clue until about 3 days before the race, which is the way it's going to go. For me, I like him. I will have a few quid. I like Lopetegui Swan. I like a few of them at big prices, and I will play the non-runner no bet quite heavily on this race in the hope that the favourites all come out and we're left with a sort of a totally different market to the one we have here. That's the way I'm going to play it, and the ones I've mentioned are all the ones I'll be interested in.
This is some absolutely fascinating stuff coming out here. And Darren, how can you add your best bet, please?
Yeah, my best bet, I'm going to put up Paisley Park. I think he's the fastest improving horse in the field, alongside Midnight Shadow. And, you know, don't get me wrong, they're the two that would stand out for me, but just I'm going to narrowly go with Paisley Park.
So there are the Stayers Hurdle best bets, and that's all we've got time for on this week's show. Thanks to everyone that took part. Don't forget, we do other racing podcasts as well, and Bruce will be back in the chair on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, looking at the golf, the football, and of course the racing, with this weekend's action coming up. And next week in the chair, Maddie Player will be back, looking at the Ballymore, the Supreme, and the Ryanair Chase.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.